Amen. The peace that can only come from Jesus Christ and his Easter victory over death be yours today and always. Helen was a woman who was full of service. From her 20s on, she served in this congregation here, working in the Ladies' Aid and in other organizations. She loved gardening, so she helped with the flowers and the bushes around church. She helped prepare and serve meals both at church and in her home. And best of all, she loved doing it. When I would visit her while she was homebound in this past year and a few months, she always mentioned how much she missed being in church. She wanted to be involved in the activities that she loved so much. She wanted to be with the people that she loved in fellowship, and she wanted to serve together with them. There was such a fervent desire to serve. It was painful to see her health the way that it was, because she couldn't. She wanted to be there, and the Lord had inspired her to serve in so many ways, but she just couldn't anymore. I would tell her that everyone missed her, and that they were all thinking about her and praying for her, and on occasion they would send cards to her. They wanted to visit, but she lived clear out in Berlin. But I would also tell her that sometimes the Lord takes our ability to serve away through physical ailments. And in fact, it's when the Lord takes our ability away that he raises up other people and inspires them to serve, new faces. But for Helen, it was still sad to know that her time, at least for now, had passed, because all she wanted to do was be at church. So where did the spirit of serving come from that was so alive in Helen? What made her so generous with her time and enlarged her heart to serve her Lord and the people around her? It came because she knew her good shepherd. Her good shepherd is Jesus. And what kind of a good shepherd is he? Well, he tells us here in the gospel reading, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Of all the serving that Helen did, Jesus served her first. And of all the love that she showed her family and everyone around her, her Savior loved her first. The Son of God saw the world in its need. In fact, in its greatest need, he saw every single human being. He saw every one of you, and he saw me. And he entered our world on Christmas to serve us. He says in Matthew chapter 20, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And serve he did, completely and to the end. If there would be any hope of us being saved from the condemnation that we deserve, every person needs to be pure and holy in God's sight. There's no getting around that. If someone asks, who deserves to be with God in heaven, you'd get many answers. Helen, someone might say, because of all the good that she did. Or maybe someone would say that a great philanthropist who gave and gave would also qualify. But what does God say about our worthiness of this eternal life that Jesus talks about? In Psalm 15, the Lord says, "O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart." But in the very psalm before, Psalm 14, God excludes every human being except one. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. So if we who are flesh and blood are indeed to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, as David says in Psalm 23, and as we pray too, then it must be on the merits of Jesus Christ alone. And in him we have been clothed with the holiness required to dwell in the Lord's house forever. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, also sought out the lost. He sought us out and found us just as we are, in our sin. And he served us in this, our greatest need. Well, we were languishing in the effects of sin and hurting under the pain of death and loss. He came to us without a bit of our deserving it, even before any of us might have ever thought to ask him. He laid down his life on our behalf. He gave everything that he had for our good. And it's this love that filled Helen with gratitude and inspired her generous service to others. But her service wasn't anything really extraordinary in itself. Instead, it was the amazing result of being one who is redeemed by Christ the Crucified. So she simply served with the abilities that God had given her. And she was happy to do it. After all that her Savior had done, she was glad to do it and free to do it. When Jesus laid down his life for Helen and for all his flock, he not only served our greatest need, but he also gave us eternal hope. Jesus says this about his flock: "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Everyone who the Lord has gathered around himself in faith has this bedrock to build their life upon. It's the life that Jesus has built their life upon. Now, Helen did have a very slow decline of health, but even as her body withered, she knew that she was drawing nearer to what her Lord had promised her, eternal life. So she could confidently hold on to that, because St. Paul tells us in Romans 8 that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This hope is also what undergirds our life now. Because there is one flock and one shepherd. Now in our congregation, we've seen a lot of our brothers and sisters leave this earthly temporal life. And we've seen them who have served for many years. But yet there is one good shepherd who is still with us, just as they are still with him. We believe, and they see him face to face, who have gone before us and now rest from their labors. This one flock that Jesus has gathered around himself spans heaven and earth, and it is there forever. That no one will snatch his sheep out of his hand is a promise that we can build our life upon and hope in when things seem dark and bleak and when we mourn. Just as the Good Shepherd was faithful to lead Helen and others who we've known who have fallen asleep in the faith, he will still guide us who are hearing these words today. Whatever may come in this life, whether prosperity or affliction, we will follow because our good shepherd goes before us. So commend your life into the hands of Helen's good shepherd and yours. Serve him gladly out of the great love that he has shown you by giving you such a wonderful inheritance and a great cloud of witnesses to be among. He is always faithful, and he's always strong to comfort, to restore, and lead us through anything that might happen while here in this life. And he will give us the strength and peace to follow him where he has gone, even the kingdom of God, where we will dwell with him forever and ever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, even unto life everlasting. Amen.